Hello, planet Earth, and welcome to the Redditor. This is Becca.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to my show. Today, we're going into semi-serious territory as we're going to cover a subreddit and the related posts dedicated to a possible World War III. Well, not really cover because we're just going to go over some of the popular sentiments on social media, specifically Reddit, about this possible impending doom. This episode will also be a bit shorter than usual. And the reason why I, a social media show, decided on this topic today is for, first, everyone to be informed by what is possibly a serious event. It's because, you know, even if we're lighthearted, we kind of have to deal with the realities of life. And especially serious events in the making. Second, the memes about this are so dank and funny. So it's amiss if I were to skip this. So, certain events happened in the last day that ended up with tensions between a big country and a small country. Not going to name any names. Okay, fine. It was the USA and Iran. So the layman's summary of the certain event I'm talking about is that there was this guy that's an important person in the small country in Iran, and the USA kind of did a strike against that country. I don't exactly know the reason, if it's that guy or if something else, but it managed to hit that guy, and now the Iran is mad, of course. A big name in their country was killed by the US or something. The details a bit rusty. I don't really read serious news, and I really only cover this because it sounds major. It's talked about on Reddit, and it's something that everyone is supposed to be aware of by now. You know, just in case. Well, most people are hoping that it won't really come down to anything anyway. So let's get on the social media side of it now. The first thing that pops up if you search for World War in Reddit is there's a subreddit named r/WW3 with about 1,000 subscribers, and it's exactly what it sounds like. It's partially serious information and partially memes about the consequences, drafting memes, and others. The top post on that sub right now is an information post about the recent event. Though many of the posts right now are lighthearted, there are some serious discussion of what country is safest if something were to begin. Many of the people commenting are suggesting Switzerland, a country known for being neutral, and thus wouldn't be touched by any army, though I've read a thing on r/history some days ago that says that's not entirely true. Like, they had history of course doing something, because obviously back then, you couldn't form a country without doing that. Personally, though, I think most of East Asia is safe, and even Southeast. I live in the latter, and I feel like our government wouldn't really budge in this particular war unless the USA calls on their allies to help their side. On a lighter note, the drafting memes. Essentially, the best part of this right now is the drafting memes. Most of Reddit is around my age group, late teens to early 20s, which is also the age group that most major countries have drafting laws on. This leads to a jump in the number of memes about it. Example is one in r/PewDiePie submissions using the chuckle "I'm in danger" meme, the one from Simpsons, with a caption of "When WW3 is trending and you realize we are already 19 years old." I'm actually 19 years old, but I'm not exactly qualified because I have a lot of physical thing going on. I don't think I'll be qualified for that stuff. And thankfully, I guess. So most comments are jokes and references to people having their early arthritis or being chronically ill or other things that could possibly disqualify them from the draft. Even jokes like maybe, oh, my last relationship drove me insane or something. There's jokes in that vein. It's low-key reassuring that we're retaining the lightheartedness in the midst of possible danger, though everyone's hoping that things will turn out okay. Anyways, the subreddit I was talking about earlier, the WWTree one, isn't the only place these discussions are ongoing in Reddit. Well, like I said, there was one on the PewDiePie sub. There are people on Wall Street Bets talking about the financial volatility or what have you, recession, the Great Depression 2.0 or something, people mentioning that. People making 20s jokes about the decade. Also, for fork's sake, it's January 3. Well, at least where I am. Why are we suddenly in an impending war of sorts? This was not how I expected the 2020s to be, but let's just all stay tuned for what could happen next. Also, speaking of memes, Twitter is also delivering with all the memes. Like this one, Hitler in hell watching sheep go down in World War 3. Hashtag WWIII, which is basically a stylized hashtag for the World War III thing, with a picture of some sort of history cosplayer or a role player of the guy, him, being shocked. Needless to say, all of social media is shaking and awaiting, not even just Reddit. I even had to venture out of my comfort zone just to see what's going on in Twitter to see if there's some discussion. And of course, because Twitter so has a good thing with trending topics, they kind of have this trending thing. So it easily trended because it's a major event. It's probably going to happen. It's probably not going to happen. And we'll be in line to find out what's next. Thanks for listening, by the way. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at @thereditor_TWT to know more updates. By the way, I have an important announcement to make. Probably next week, I'm going to be setting up a Patreon where you can pledge for maybe $1 or $2. I don't know if it will work yet since I'm not really from the US or any major country, so I'm going to be trying it out. But if I do succeed, the link for Patreon will be on my Twitter, and you guys can pledge to help me and help me get better supplies for my podcast, and of course to support and give me coffee or something. That's what they call it, you know, give me coffee or you know, a better bike, something like that. For the new year, it's a new decade, and obviously I'm gonna be needing some better podcasting supplies because my quality is a bit on the rough note. So I hope you guys will support me. Thank you.